I want us to spend a few minutes on this matter of the God of all comfort. And I like the fact that that is a term from the scriptures. God wants you to know he wants to comfort you, and he can comfort you. I really mean that. I know sometimes you just feel like you're on that roller coaster thing and there's just no end, and how much of this is going to be, they're going to be. And God says, I'm the God of all comfort. You've got to take heart in the fact he will comfort you. I don't know that anything will ever be able to comfort me again. I know, but he can. He's the God of all comfort. You ran out of comfort sources. Now God says, I am the God of all comfort. My comfort sources go beyond anything you can experience from anything or anyone in any place. I am the God of all comfort. Not just I'm a comforting God. Hey, buddy, I'm the God of comfort from A to Z. And I can comfort you. I like that scripture where the psalmist said, he said, you know, he encouraged himself in the Lord. One of the greatest mistakes we make that will set you on a course of dysfunctional behavior. That's a big statement. One of the greatest mistakes you can make that will set you on a course of dysfunctional behavior is to not seek God's comfort and allow your flesh to look for comfort elsewhere. And every time you do, you're sowing a seed that will reap a harvest of discomfort in the end. He's the God of all comfort, and you know, as his new creation children, we need to be very acquainted with the fact that when we need comfort, we've got to go to the God of all comfort, or we're going to come out as this thing dirty. Even if you're so far down the road that you're despairing of life, that's a bad off trouble. That's a bad, bad day. Maybe a week of days. But he says, I'm still the God of all comfort. And we know that God has never cast out the needy or the troubled. We know from famous scriptures such as Matthew 11:28, that come unto me if you're labored and you're burdened. Come unto me. Let me put my kind of yoke on you, and you're going to be free from this thing. There is a passage in Isaiah, interestingly enough, of all the marvelous New Testament scriptures I could turn to. God took me to a beautiful passage here in Isaiah 51. And I want you to turn to Isaiah 51 if you just don't mind. I wasn't planning on spending a lot of time on comfort, but I want you to turn to Isaiah 51. But when you get home, if you want to read to yourself Matthew 11:28 and John 6:37, go right ahead. You're welcome. But in church here, we're going to read from Isaiah 51. And we've all found Isaiah 51. We're going to go to verse 12. God speaking, I, even I, am he who comforts you. Who are you that should be afraid of a man who will die, and of the Son of Man who will be made like grass? Folks die, man. And you, I'm not that kind of a comforter. And you forget the Lord your Maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. You have feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, when he has prepared to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive exile hastens that he may be loosed, that he should not die in the pit, that his head or that his bread should not fail. But I am the Lord your God, he says here so marvelously, who divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I put my words in your mouth, and I've covered you with the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens, lay the foundations of the earth, and say to Zion, you're my people. God says, you're my people. Hallelujah. You're acting afraid of this, and you're acting afraid of that, and you're all upset over this guy. He says, they're going to die. Who are you that you're afraid of such things, he says? Am I not the maker of everything? Have I not promised you good? Will I not now therefore come through with the good I promised you? And I like that throw-in of that word Zion, because I've started something on that. God lives somewhere. God has lived eternally in a city called Zion, on Mount Zion in heaven. And every dwelling place God has ever had on earth has been called Zion, and Mount Zion, a reflection of the true Zion.
Beautiful.
Finally, on the new heaven and the new earth, when God brings his dwelling place to earth, it will be Mount Zion. And it'll be the church.
Wow.
The biggest church this world has ever dreamed of, having in it everyone who ever got saved. But he says, I'm saying to Zion, you're my people. I am your comforter. Let me comfort you. Receive my comfort. Allow me to do this for you. He says, I care. He feels our pain. He understands our weaknesses completely.